listen to video game bang at night so I can stay up to date with all the nerdy news.
No, this is not a dream. That just happened, and this is Video Game Bang, episode number 30-something, and we have a lot to talk about today. Microsoft selling Xbox, Battlefield Hardline, The Order 1886, so much going on in the world. LeVar Burton is even trying to bring back the Reading Rainbow. All that. Plus, we have Aaron Carter, Stephen Gutierrez, and David Ng. If you haven't already, check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/videogamebangbang, and we want to hear from you on Twitter at videogamebang. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang, your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
You can get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
What is going on out there, Internet? My name is Corey Vincent. If you didn't already know, and this is the Video Game Bang podcast, brought to you by NerdReactor.com, what you reacting to, and this week we're brought to you by Logitech, logical technological solutions for your everyday life.
Where's the check from that one?
Well, it's this beautiful mouse I'm currently cradling in my hand right now.
I do like that it lights up.
It's beautiful. If you guys have been following the show or me on Twitter, you know I've been looking into gaming peripherals, and I finally found the peas to my carrots?
Yeah,
I don't eat peas and carrots. That's gross.
It's by Logitech, and let me go off on a rant real quick. Corsair. They're the first mouse I bought. I spent $80 on this damn thing. It looked good. In theory, it was okay, but it was complete garbage. I think Aaron heard me.
Sure, wasn't that user error?
Probably.
You had it with software. The last time I actually purchased any hardware that had software and had USB was, I think, my camera. Well, and I still don't even use the software for that. So
the build quality on the Corsair M95 was pretty good, but then the software was atrocious. It was an insult to software. Complete, total disgrace to everything. And so I took it back to Fry's, said, give me my fucking money back. They said, okay. And I found this Logitech G600.
What was it doing wrong?
The software... Nothing I did to the software would make any effect to the mouse. So I don't know if it was not reading the mouse. I went and downloaded all the updated firmware. I mean, I was in forums. I gave it a good couple hours.
But what was it doing that wasn't pleasing you?
I couldn't map the buttons. All the side buttons that it had wouldn't do anything. I couldn't get the LEDs to even come on. I mean, it was ridiculous. And there was no documentation on how to use the software or anything. I plugged the Logitech in, opened the software, boom. It's so self-explanatory. But Logitech's a bigger company, so.
Why would you go with the other company that you rarely have heard of?
The reviews were decent. They sponsor, I think, Team Solo Mid.
Winners of the Smite's latest competition.
Yeah, so I figured, they can't be wrong. Yeah, they're wrong.
Actually, Team Solo Mid has got a new skin.
Did they?
Yeah, for Apollo.
Apollo, you heard it here. Let's get to the introductions. It's been long overdue.
Like this song?
Aaron Carter, my co-host and good friend. How are you doing?
Hello, everybody. I am doing fine and dandy.
We kind of were late on the last episode of the Weekend Bang.
I'd like to think we were on time.
Well, it was kind of two things. We had a big holiday weekend, so we couldn't record it until Monday. And then there's been a lot of growing pains with this new computer. So I exported it, had it all ready to go, sent it to John Spartan. And then he goes, was the episode supposed to be only 10 minutes?
Wow.
What did you do this time?
I don't even know. So I had to come home and fix it. So that's why that the day you're hearing this, so the Weekend Bang came out yesterday. Go check it out, nerdreactor.com. And speaking of nerdreactor.com, go to the store and check out the cool, awesome t-shirts that they've been posting. They have one that is Ultron mixed with Game of Thrones, and they also have the Video Game Bang one. So go there, give us your money, vote with your dollars, as Aaron would say. And we have other people joining us today, and I'm going to save the sad one for last. So David Ng, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I don't. What else do you want me to say?
No, that's good.
Okay, cool.
Steven Gutierrez, this is a big day for us because you are kind of leaving the weekday show. You want to explain everybody? Because I know you've accrued a certain following, so they want answers.
I didn't know what you were going with that one before. I was
worried.
I was like, maybe he's going to be like,
what's
we're going to.
Am I getting fired on?
We tested
Mitch
your blood while you were gone, and it turns out you
I
have cancer.
He was going to be like, we're going to compare everybody to famous poets, and then he's going to be like, and Stephen Maya Angelou, she passed away today.
Oh.
But continue.
Did she really
pass away? She did pass away today.
Wow. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's sad now. That ruined my whole day.
Wow. Name one poem she wrote.
I have no
exactly.
idea. She was black? Puerto Rican?
What's your deal?
Anyway, no, it's just a job thing, so I won't be on the Wednesday shows.
Blowjob thing.
I will be on the Weekend Bangs if Aaron will have me. Disgusting.
That's, exactly why you're not.
But yeah, you're going to have to get used to Corey's crap humor. So.
Yeah.
Wow.
And to supplement, because we know not one person can fill Steven's role.
That's a fat joke.
Yeah, it was a fat joke. I'll be honest.
Cold guys.
No, it wasn't a fat joke, you dick.
I just
but
got
it makes
excited
sense
because you said rolls, and I was thinking dinner rolls.
Oh, God.
Getting hungry.
So we are going to have some people stepping up. You're going to be hearing a lot more Jade Arena, a lot more Alexander Bags. And
we gotta get Ron Howard to Skype in?
Yeah, we'll have Ron Howard, sure.
Why would we get Ron Howard?
Why not?
Wow.
So we got a lot of video game news and stuff. What did I miss, Aaron? Did I miss anything? Stitcher, iTunes?
That's where they can find us. And please comment and feedback. We need it.
Yeah, and we've been doing a lot of articles and stuff for NerdReactor.com. As you guys probably know, Aaron Carter is the Smite guy. And there's some Smite news. Why don't you go ahead and jump to it?
Hugh Janus. news going out right now. The newest god to bring his set of skills, I guess, to the fray.
Isn't it a she?
No, it's a guy.
Oh, okay.
Janus, the god of transitions and portals.
It's a robot.
The Roman god of transitions and portals.
He's Roman.
Mage class. He actually does a lot of damage early game.
I was going to say, from what I'm hearing, pretty OP.
Yeah, very, very OP. But he can be shut down. He's squishy like any other mage or whatever. And then they actually added Domination back into the game. A whole bunch of skins, and that's about it, really. Oh, they actually, you know what? They did something new that they didn't do that I've never seen before in a MOBA. They actually added skins to the wards.
Oh, yeah.
That's in League.
Yeah.
Is it in League?
Yeah.
I take that back. They actually did something that League did. They added skins
there
to the
wards.
There
you go. I'm sure Dota does it. I'm sure it's
yeah, they probably everybody
thing
does. I don't know. I'm new to the
I mean, it's
Modus
another way for them to get money out of you, so of course they did it.
Yeah, and it's only gems. You can't buy it with favor.
Of course.
So, no, I don't
you
need
can't
it.
Buy it.
You
got to
spend that dollar.
Yeah, but just go pick up the Hugh Janus.
Hugh Janus.
I wonder if that came up in marketing.
Probably. I mean, he makes holes everywhere.
Like his name is Hugh Janus. You know, the first guy, like Hugh Janus?
Wait, okay. It says Hugh Janus here.
Jerry's favorite character, no doubt.
Actually, he might be because he was using him quite a bit.
Yeah.
He was playing around with that Hugh Janus for a long time.
He loves Hugh Janus. Let's see. We're going to jump into the news here, if that's okay. Anybody have any objections to jumping into the news? David?
No.
Steven? I feel
do
like
the show, man.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
People have been
you
waiting.
You do you, man.
Enough.
It's your
you
last
you
show. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like we should have had pizza or
if
something.
If we don't have stripper clowns by the end of this episode,
wow,
I will be upset.
Hashtag stripper clowns.
That sounds really scary.
Let's see.
Or fun and sexy.
So you guys said I can go on, and then you cut me off.
Where are they blowing balloons with?
They're Hugh Janus's?
Wow.
Is it? Nah, never mind. I was going to say my penis was the balloon, but they can blow that. Wow. Never mind. This is a kid's show.
Yeah, I was about to say, we've just turned this into a whole different...
And this is why Stephen is leaving.
Yeah. So I'm going out with a bang.
Yeah, it wasn't his job. I actually fired him. Let's see. Microsoft has no plans to sell Xbox.
Lies.
Despite investor criticism, Microsoft CEO Satya Nadella says that the company has no plans of selling Xbox. In the code conference in Rancho Palo Verde, how many names do you need, California?
Three.
In California, Nadella told interviewers, I have no intent to do any... Oh, son of a gun! Wow! Oh, my gosh. It gets me every time.
Does it really?
Yeah.
That's sad, then.
My heart skipped a beat, but it's okay. It's my favorite segment, America's favorite pastime, What You Playing? And we'll start with the guy who's leaving, Stephen Gutierrez.
I'm playing Payday 2 on the PC.
On the PC.
It took me 5 years to download the game. That's another story. But that game's fun so far. And I've only played like a couple of matches. It's like a horde mode mixed with objectives. I think Aaron would actually like it because besides robbing a bank and stuff, you also got to like transport. Like I just did a mission where I transported cocaine in duffel bags, and I had to like do a bunch of other stuff. But the game's fun.
And there's supposed to be a big update I read somewhere coming where they're going to get heist missions, I think, before Grand Theft Auto.
Wow. That's terrible.
Yeah, the thing that Grand Theft Auto advertised is not even going to be there.
It's so disappointing.
Come on, Rockstar. Step up your game. So we got that. We got Payday 2, Diagondo, David Andrew Ng, the Ng Man.
Social Security DN. 783.
Every time, right? Every time.
45.
Blood type O negative.
What have you been playing, good sir?
Just some League of Legends. Because we had that crazy weekend. We were just playing it for a lot of hours.
Yeah.
Way into the morning that I should not have been up that late.
Well, that's what happens. You get a holiday weekend. I mean, I haven't gotten to really veg out and play video games that hardcore for a while, and it felt damn good.
That's true. It was nice to do. But yeah, just been League of Legends.
Aaron Carter. Sir Aaron Carter.
I went back and tried to play a little of Minecraft on the PC.
Oh, brilliant.
And then you decided to play on the Xbox 360.
And then I literally just booted up 360. And
no way. Running. Did you really?
It was no comparison.
You're trolling right now.
I couldn't get into it, though. I don't know. Maybe it was because I just wasn't on the server.
You might have been when you were playing by yourself.
Yeah. I don't think I'm a by myself Minecraft player.
Nah. You're not a by yourself really anything player that I know
a
of.
Social person.
Besides FIFA.
FIFA's the only game. That's the other thing I've been playing a lot of. FIFA online for the computer. Yeah.
Speaking of FIFA, I just saw Aaron get his ass whooped.
Wow.
By his friend.
So
FIFA.
Yeah, we were at a friend of mine's house doing some film project. And during our downtime, he booted up the PS3 and was like, let's play FIFA 14. I'm already at a loss because I don't like the PlayStation controller at all. Like,
but the buttons
made a lot of enemies.
Same, right?
No.
It's just like the 360 commercial.
The triggers.
I guarantee you, the triggers and the thumbsticks.
Oh yeah, you can just move your thumb to the left.
The
a
two
little
most
bit.
Important parts. Please let me hold that. That he, Corey has.
He's referring,
a,
talking about he's referring to my penis.
Corey,
right now.
Corey just gave me an Xbox 360 for our visually impaired viewers. And yeah, this feels just right for FIFA. Like I swear to you. When I play FIFA, my thumb is like way over here on the PlayStation. Like it's in the middle. They touch tips.
Yeah.
They touch tips.
He's referring to his thumb. And I agree. When we were doing the test of the Xbox One to the PS4, I remember my thumb tips touching a lot.
Yeah, because they do. They touch tips, everybody.
Who the hell plays with the middle of the thumb?
I do, because I have to stretch halfway across the world to even move the thumb
stick
over.
Maybe
because
we have man thumbs.
Yeesh. Make a man controller, PlayStation.
Whatever, banana hands, get out of here.
So anyway, yes, I did lose, but...
It was an ass whooping.
Wow.
That's what it was. He didn't score
it's
once.
It's so skewed.
They played like three or four games.
So skewed.
Who did you choose?
First, I chose...
AZ.
AZ.
It's AZ.
And then I chose the U.S. national team.
And you got whooped.
And he got
yes.
Pretty
yes,
hard.
I
dude.
Got beat.
Oh, unfortunate. But, how the mighty have fallen.
But he is not...
The crown is definitely not heavy.
What Steven doesn't
anymore.
Know is the history of how many times I've smacked that guy in the Xbox version. Like, hundreds. And that's when, so he, it was like playing a home and away game. Mine's is the Xbox, his is the PlayStation.
You lost an away game.
I lost away games.
I have been playing a lot of League.
Terrible.
And that's, I think, all I've been playing.
You
really
need to get on some Smite.
Well, now that there's a huge anus on Smite, I'm a lot more tempted.
And I'm trying to really rush Smite too, so we can get to, because I want to get to 30 and then get into ranked matches and start streaming some of that stuff.
I think I'm at level 25 or 26 on League, so I'm so close to 30 that now am I going to be just be mid-level in two games?
Do
or
you
should
plan
I just...
on streaming at 30 with,
yeah.
with League?
Okay. Yeah, I've been streaming a lot of League. If you want to check it out, you can look at, we have two streams. And occasionally
why.
Aaron and I will cross the streams.
Yeah, that's what I was figured, you know, to have two streams running at the same time, and then you can, you know, I don't know, watch either or something.
Yeah. Okay. Come on, David, bad. Idiot.
Mine's is wow. just going to have a small icon of boobs in the corner while I play
that's
whatever
That's brilliant.
Games.
That's been my problem.
And then the question is going to be, whose boobs are they?
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's nice.
That's actually a new segment called Whose Boobs?
I just bought a new razor, so I'll be shaving. And we'll see. And we'll see.
Just don't put your huge Janus on there.
We have two. You can go subscribe to them both if you're willing. It's twitch.tv/VGBang for the first one. And the second one is twitch.tv/VideoGame_bang. So we hope you go check those out.
If you're confused, we should link them in the description.
We will link them in the description, and we'll do you one better. All right, so back to the news.
What's better than
linking those?
So we're talking about Xbox.
I will personally fax them to you.
We're talking about Microsoft.
I will pay you with enough.
Personally fax them. Wow. Hey, look, he did, everybody. You got a piece of paper right here.
So if you'll remember where we were before the amazing game of what you're playing that just happened, Microsoft has no plans to sell Xbox. Nadella was promoted to Microsoft CEO back in February, where he told Microsoft employees, "While we have seen great success, we are hungry to do more. Our industry does not respect tradition. It only respects innovation. Though we never made a statement or showed intention of selling Xbox, rumors appeared online, and investors don't think it was a bad idea." But it doesn't look like it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
All that means is that they haven't gotten an offer they liked.
Exactly. You know who should be in charge right there? David Andrew Ng right there.
David Andrew Ng?
Exactly.
The one that lives in Natomas, Sacramento?
Serial number.
His serial number because he's a robot.
Yes, exactly.
With parts made
but that
in
actually,
Japan.
That's the smartest thing right there.
My nickname at work is the
secret.
Cyborg.
There it is. They haven't had a decent offer. People are coming up to them with the chump change. They want that good paper.
We'll just wait until Disney buys them.
Nah.
That or Google.
Microsoft will hold on to it.
The whole world is just going to be
Google
ruled by one or the other, I swear.
The Xbox, what would be your thoughts?
I'd be pissed.
They throw Bing out the window, first of all.
Get the fuck out of here.
Well, no, he's talking about if Google bought Xbox.
I know.
Not Microsoft. Oh,
either
yeah.
Way.
There's
talking
Bing
about
the
Bing
Xbox.
Oh,
yeah, it's on Xbox.
Stupid. Battlefield Hardline will be revealed in full at E3. According to recent reports, EA and DICE have slipped information about the next Battlefield into the battle log update. The data, which allegedly culled from EA's
that was
own
accident.
Servers, yeah, exactly, points to the new next-gen game series in the with the developer Visceral. Fan sites and Reddit users have compiled the information found in the code. The most telling is that Battlefield Hardline logo and emblems they point to a police theme as opposed to military experience.
That's new.
Yeah, what would you think about that?
Cops and Robbers.
Has there been a good cops game
on
in a while?
We're
always the outlaw. When's the last time we've been the cop?
You talking about like in a group form or?
Or just the police in general.
Like an open world cop game. Have we ever had
Sleeping
one?
Dogs.
That wasn't as good to me as.
But that was a good one.
True Crime, Streets of L.A.
Oh, True Crime. That was a beautiful one,
True Crime,
one
Streets
too.
Of L.A. to me was.
But with this recent stuff like that's came out, that's probably the best thing
yeah,
that's come
I guess,
out.
Yeah, I guess, yeah.
Hmm.
Have you beat that, Aaron?
No.
That story is
because I was playing it parallel to Grand Theft Auto, so it was no. Yeah. It was just like
go back to it because it was free. And
I still have it on my hard drive. So, but this one, Battlefield. We all played Battlefield. We know it's a mass scale type of thing. Two big teams. What do we really expect from cops versus thieves? Like you're not going to get
maybe
those,
more objective play.
Is it going to take place in
I would
America?
Love it.
Yeah.
I would love it. It has to. What other English people don't carry guns?
I don't think they have SWAT teams in other countries.
That's true. They have SWAT teams in other countries. SWAT? Yeah. It's just we're the best.
According to GetBlock.com, the two sides of the conflict are SWAT and thieves, with four classes to choose from: operator, mechanic, enforcer, and professional. Some of the code also indicates a cross-generation release on consoles, addition to PC version. So it's gonna be first person. I'm a first person SWAT. That's how
Rainbow
game.
Six.
That's how
Vegas.
All Battlefield games are.
Yeah, but I just don't see it in this. I don't know.
What's the difference between a professional cop and a not professional?
One of them is probably like a sniper.
Okay, because I'm like, it's that. Aren't they always professional? Isn't that their profession?
I mean, they always have like the same things, like the engineer, the sniper, the assault, and the medic or whatever.
I'm guessing mechanic is like the engineer, enforcer maybe like
is the assault guy, the tanky assault, dude.
Yeah, operator is. I don't know what the
probably
hell that's
the medic
dude. Are they adding vehicles back?
I know, and then what vehicles
class?
Do you do, really?
Cop car!
Have you not seen
they got the SWAT tanks?
Yeah, they have SWAT tanks. It's pretty sweet.
It's like one... How many vehicles are in a usual Battlefield type of game, though? Like, a lot of them.
Two? Three?
You're crazy. So I'm like, how many can you do? And then you know it's probably going to be all urban environments. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Cities
it could
and
be,
streets
it's probably
like
military police.
The dream police.
I don't know. They made a specific reference to SWAT, though.
Yeah, so it's going to be some type
military
of...
military SWAT, whatever.
And then they actually showed a screenshot, or it looked like a screenshot on the article, where it just showed like a guy with little cop glasses on and then red and blue in his eyes type of thing.
Following the leak, EA has confirmed that Battlefield Hardline is in development. The title will be revealed during E3's press conference.
We just revealed
9th.
It right now.
True
right.
That.
We beat you.
Yeah. Aaron and I will, of course, be at E3, and we're going to get more details on this and present them to you as conveniently possible, as soon as conveniently possible. The Order 1886 delayed into 2015. Aww.
I don't even know what that is.
The PlayStation 4 software roster suffers a blow with this announcement that the exclusive first-party game, The Order 1886, is delayed until 2015. The game was supposed to come out towards the end of 2014, but now it's been pushed back.
Well, first of all, there's a lot of numbers being thrown around there. 1886.
1886.
2015.
Not in 2014. Now it's in 2015. To deliver the experience that we've wanted, we hope the players expect, we're targeting early 2015 release, says... I'm not
you get that
out.
Name right.
Yeah, I don't have a...
Rue, we are us, you icy. Yeah.
We are Toys R Us.
We are the world.
The game's creative director. We really want to hone in on getting the whole game at that level of polish. And we've seen this a lot recently. Games are getting pushed back for quality purposes.
Yeah,
and
but this is an exclusive for
it's
the
like
PlayStation.
When people make these dates or something, they have like far too ambitious a thing in mind.
Money. That's what it is, but... This is supposed to be an exclusive for PlayStation, and I think exclusives win console wars.
Watch Dogs was one
them.
That was pushed off, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Multiple times.
Yes.
And that's out now.
That just came out.
What are people saying?
I've heard that it's GTA. Someone said it was GTA with smartphones, but I was like, you got a smartphone in GTA, but like more of a hacking
smarter
aspect.
Smarter phones.
I almost never pull out my phone in GTA, though.
Only to call for
you don't
missions.
Call
that's all
your
I did.
Mechanic to have your car
I
delivered?
Never called for my mechanic. I just stole what was around me.
Yeah.
Well, we are getting a copy of Watch Dogs sent to us, so we will have a review up. It'll be a little late, but better late than never, and we'll be able to talk about it.
Okay.
So I'm looking
good
forward
news.
To it. Yeah. Damn good news.
We don't do things like game experiences, do we?
What does that mean?
So instead of just reviewing and giving my opinion on these. You know, spreadsheet facts and stuff like that. Simplify it and just be like, fun or not fun.
Yeah, it's pretty much what it's about.
Nobody ever does that, though.
I usually just say this game sucked or it was awesome.
I mean,
that's why Steven doesn't do the reviews, because it would be three words.
The game sucked.
Don't get it.
One star.
And then they get it and they're like, this game does suck.
There it is.
Boom.
Trash.
Am I lying?
I want us to do the counter argument. No, it doesn't.
Wow.
Yes, it does.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Let's see. LeVar Burton is kickstarting a new version of Reading Rainbow, a reboot. The former Star Trek actor has launched his very own Kickstarter campaign to fund the new Reading Rainbow web series available to any child with internet access. In this
screw
iteration,
you childs that don't have internet
yeah,
access.
Like every kid ever.
That's just messed up.
Burton will offer a brand new library of interactive books, video field trips. Not only that, but he'll also create a classroom version, a subsidized cost for schools that need a Reading Rainbow for free. That's how I only experienced Reading Rainbow through school. I didn't watch
what?
PBS at home.
Yeah. What?
You clearly had no childhood at
I just watched,
I came home and it was on.
I didn't watch that educational bullcrap.
Always watched it at home. But I remember him teaching me how to make pizza one time and read a book at the same time. Ingenious.
What?
Ingenious.
Who knew you could do that?
Don't take my word for it.
Exactly. I loved it. The man was a genius.
Yeah.
You travel around space, you read freaking books to kids, and you get whipped as a slave. How in the world else?
I didn't even know he was in Star Trek.
Come on. And all while you're blind? Come on.
He's not blind.
Yeah, he is. He's blind. He has the...
Anyway. I haven't used Kickstarter yet, but I think that this is like one of the projects I would definitely look into funding.
Right. Butterfly in the sky.
I want to know why he had to go through this route instead of PBS. Why wouldn't PBS do the same thing for him?
I could fly twice as high. Because
PBS probably doesn't have the money.
PBS is probably changing up their stuff.
You know, PBS is a public, like, they get funding from the public. They're the first Kickstarter, well, basically.
Until the government cuts them out.
No, they're,
like,
trying to, they're trying to cut them out.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I remember years ago they were trying to cut them off, and there was a big, like, rally because Sesame Street was going to get pulled off the air because the government...
I think they saved it because of...
Sesame Street, if it ever goes down,
they can just go to Kickstarter and get Sesame Street right back on.
Yeah.
Like, because I'd definitely, that'd be something I'd help fund. Like, that's the thing. Each kid in each generation can always be like, oh, yeah, Sesame Street. It never, it's like Power Rangers. It never is, should be dead, I think.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus. Boardwalk Empire's Charlie Cox is cast as Daredevil.
All right.
Wow. I saw this. I'm not familiar with the Boardwalk Empire.
I'm not familiar with Cox.
You're not?
No.
Hmm. You know
I
who Cox
could Stardust.
Cox would probably
like
make a good Hugh Janus.
He well. Would.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'd play Hugh Janus anytime.
Cox could be Hugh Janus. The British actor Charlie Cox, whose credits include Stardust in Boardwalk Empire, has landed the title role in Marvel's Daredevil Netflix series. Latino Review first reported they were hearing rumblings of Cox casting. Cox casting.
Sounds like a terrible porn site.
Don't people do that?
So
plaster casters,
here, aren't we?
Anyways, Cox casting, which was confirmed by Variety. Over the weekend, news broke that Daredevil's original showrunner, Drew Goddard, had stepped down from the role, though he is still writing the first few episodes and will serve as executive producer and consultant. Stephen S. DeKnight, Goddard's fellow Buffy and Angel alumni, who will be the man who was behind Spartacus, wow, that's interesting, will take over as showrunner.
I like the Spartacus head.
You know, that seems like a...
It's going to be a lot of slow motion.
There's a lot of big names behind this, and dark stuff, too.
What do you mean
Spartacus was kind of a darker show.
Kind of a dark show.
Daredevil's kind of a dark character.
Yeah, and I'm glad they're going to stay true because
you
that's...
You think they're going to say a lot of Jupiter's cocks in this one?
Yeah. And
Kingpin's cock!
Wow, that's terrible.
the Watcher's cock!
And it's good because with not YouTube, with Netflix, you can actually do those type of HBO dark shows and stuff like that. Because, I mean, it's, you know, it's adult.
Yeah.
So.
Let's see.
He's no Ben Affleck.
Wow. I'm not familiar with the actor. I don't know
Ben
who this
Affleck?
Actor is.
Everybody
not Ben,
Ben
Affleck.
Affleck.
It looks like this is going to be a 13-episode series. Great length, I think.
For Cox?
It's a great length for Cox. Blinded as a young boy, but immune with extraordinary senses. Matt Murdock fights against injustice by day as a lawyer and by night as the superhero Daredevil in a modern day Hell's Kitchen, New York City.
How heavy do you think they're going to do any lawyering? Like Law and Order maybe type of stuff, or a little softer and focus more on Matt Murdock as Daredevil?
I think maybe, I don't know.
Because I mean, I think
I'd like them to go a little bit harder on the lawyer stuff in the beginning,
uh-huh.
and then just kind of evolve into more of a Daredevil thing later on. But I mean, he's been Daredevil for a long time.
Like 25, 75.
You think they're going to do origin, like just, you know,
I hope they don't go back to
this. We have a lot more of the show where we're going to talk more Marvel, more Nintendo, and everybody's favorite Bang Bites. Stick around after these messages.
No more cocks.
Hey, man, I'm Kevin Smith.
Jason Mewes.
And you're listening to the Video Game Bang, which sounds a lot dirtier than it is.
Now, I haven't seen any of the new seasons.
Yeah, in the latest ones, he's got the Guardian of the Galaxy weight on. So he's
really?
like ripped.
Chris Pratt is hella buff now in Parks and Rec?
Yeah.
Do they justify it in the show?
Yes. He stopped drinking beer.
Wow.
Really?
They say. And then his boss is like, you just stopped drinking beer? He's like, yeah, I drunk a lot of beer.
David, what do you think of Godzilla?
I liked it. Yeah, I think they did a good little backstory of it. They made some new things for it, but it worked out well enough.
In one word, how would you review it?
Done right there.
Let them fight.
Let them fight. In one word, how would you review it? Let them fight.
I was trying to have you do a Steven review.
Wow.
I don't do Steven reviews.
Wow.
Those are trademarks of Steven. I don't touch that.
Smart. He's got
man.
You there.
Smart man.
I'll accept it.
So, with the new Godzilla, how big of a role did the humans play?
They did more than I thought they would. Like, they were in there trying their best to fight, and they... I mean, they didn't do much to the monsters when they were fighting, but they were definitely trying the whole time.
That's good. That's good. That's old American ingenuity right
there. Never get up. Never surrender.
We are back with the Video Game Bang, episode 30-something, and we are going to continue on with the news, everybody. Nintendo announces an affiliate program for YouTube Let's Play creators. Nintendo has announced a new ad revenue sharing program, which will entitle proactive creators of YouTube Let's Play videos featuring Nintendo games to some of the ad revenue. We are preparing an affiliate program which a portion of the advertising profits is given to the creator, Nintendo said in a statement to Game Sutra. I didn't know that was still around.
What, Gamma Sutra?
Yeah. Gamma Sutra's been around forever.
You know what? Yeah, years ago I remember my mom signed me up for emails for that. When I was still, like, trying to be a game developer.
And really?
And she was like, they give you emails about all game developers and stuff like that. Like, you know, just moms being supportive and stuff like that. And I was like, I don't need this junk mail.
Thanks, Mom.
I was a GamePro kid.
Were you really?
I had GamePro magazine.
Wow. The magazine. Really?
Yeah, the magazine.
The physical copy.
The actual magazine.
That's sad.
Why?
Because no one got GamePro. You get official Nintendo, maybe.
Yeah, I was going to say Nintendo tips, power.
Yeah. Tips and tricks.
Tips and tricks, yeah. And
which could have totally been a porno magazine. Tutorials for sex.
And maybe the official Xbox ones, because that came with actual...
This is before Xbox came out, though.
Oh, okay.
Well, do they even still make tips and tricks?
I don't think so.
Then those first two, that's about it. Those are the classics. Nobody got the game. The what? What did you have?
GamePro.
Game?
Yeah, do you remember GamePro? Anybody?
I remember that.
Did you subscribe to magazines, David?
I had Nintendo Power for a while.
Boom.
I didn't. Yeah, I guess I did have a Nintendo.
The Game Station when you were a kid.
Gamecast.
Got the Gamecast.
Oh, whatever they sold at Denia was a little farmer's market.
It was a plug and play.
Yeah. Let's see. This newly announced affiliate program will reportedly share revenue between Nintendo, Google, and the video's creator, but only under special circumstances. YouTubers will need to seek official permission from Nintendo before they're able to receive their share of the revenue. What do you guys think of this?
This is huge.
This is Nintendo really making an effort.
This is huge. I think them actually, yeah, like you said, making an effort, and they're going to be paying people to do Let's Plays on their stuff. Like,
it's free publicity.
Yeah.
They're paying for it, but they're going to get a lot of people.
They're taking advantage of how big these Let's Plays are. I mean, if you just type in Let's Play on YouTube, you'll get like a million search results from all sorts of games. Everybody does Let's Play.
And I think there's a correlation between the most popular Let's Play games and the sales figures or the active users on that game.
Yeah, I can see that. And
yeah, I mean, I think that it works both ways. That I mean, they make less plays on the more popular games already.
I just want to know what games are you going to be getting from Nintendo
that people are going to be seeing.
Yeah, like, I don't know what's out there besides Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
Again.
Yeah. Like, all right, we're on Rainbow Road again.
This is the blue shell.
Like, okay, Smash Brothers will be one, yeah. There'll be probably a lot of those.
Yeah.
But I don't see
something like the Twitch Plays Pokemons.
Maybe. I mean, if they can muster up something like that. But then everybody's going to want their cut.
I think it's going to be pretty obvious, too, the people that start streaming Nintendo just for a piece of that revenue. I don't know. Does it taint it to...
You see other companies following suit, like Microsoft or PlayStation? Because they already have streaming services, of course, built into their systems. You
might
know.
As well milk it.
Yeah. I mean, that's more publicity for their games. I would say maybe they can do it for their exclusive stuff. Maybe. How about that? Because, I mean, Nintendo has just a lot of exclusive stuff, so...
Yeah.
So, what about Halo? You do a Let's Play Halo, we pay you 50 cents on the dollar.
There was a big...
I don't know what that means, but I like saying
there was a big controversy in the Let's Play streaming community a while back ago with developers reporting people for playing their games. Because they were saying that... I don't know, like it was their property.
Was it EA?
I don't think it was EA.
Activision. Like would do it.
It was somebody, but they didn't like it because people would be streaming their games and talk about how bad the game was. Or, you know, they'd be like,
Respawn? Stream.
No,
it's just.
It was a big deal, and they were getting these videos shut down, and YouTube is very strict on letting its YouTubers get complaints like that. Like, if you get a few infringements, your account is done. You lose all your subscribers.
Mm-hmm.
But subscribers are gold to these people.
Yeah. I understand that, but it's. How is that? I don't see how that's even right. Just because you're going in bad mouthing somebody's game, that's your personal opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I could see it backfiring on Nintendo if they're putting out crappy games and people are playing Mario Kart and be like, "Oh, this game's bullshit. Watch this. Look how bad this game sucks."
I wonder if you put some type of, you know, warning in front of, like this is my personal opinion, so before you start your stream or something like that. Would that soften the blow so they won't?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the point, because it's like only people that Nintendo approves of. So they're going to be you have to be talking about how much you love the game. And it's going to, I don't know, I think it's going to cause people to be disingenuous. That's already a huge concern. And I had a conversation on Twitter with some YouTubers, Sharky Hat. And they were talking about how you just can't trust game reviews, a lot of them anymore, because, you know, they're getting their pockets lined.
That's true. Yeah, I can definitely co-sign on that. So, I know that's one thing I definitely would never... I'll tell you if it sucks. Big time. World of Tanks, Xbox 360.
And, you know, they just don't make games the level of quality of League of Legends anymore.
How dare you?
This message is brought to you by Ryan.
Clearly, yeah. The person that started the show is saying this is brought to you by Nerd Reactor and Logitech.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
what a sellout.
No,
but true. But anything we talk about on this show, and this is a semi-occasional reminder, the things we talk about on this show are things we genuinely like and don't like.
Yes, that's very true.
So nobody's making any money here.
No.
Yeah, we're not making any money. And when we do, that's the thing that keeps me up at night.
You know the thing, they'll know when I make any type of money when I'm saying X-Men movies are incredible. That are made by Fox.
Now, have you seen that one yet, David?
No, I want to.
You walked up to the window with your money, and you had a choice of Godzilla and X-Men, and you chose Godzilla.
I did.
Here's the thing, yeah, because Gondo is smart. That's why.
Well,
I'm saving it for date night.
Okay.
Because my girlfriend wants to see X-Men, so I'll go watch X-Men.
So I guess you're saving it for breakup night. Why in the world would you want to take your girlfriend to that abomination?
I've already accepted that X-Men movies, the timelines are all wrong, so I enjoy them for their entertainment value. She doesn't know anything about the comic books.
Oh my gosh, and you're giving her this?
What do you mean?
I mean, this is
nothing to ruin.
This is the main thing why I don't like the movies, is because the new people that don't know anything about that, this is what you're preaching to them now. So when she sits down in that movie and she sees that, like, oh yeah, cool, that's just how everything will be, because that's what they tell me.
I mean, if I need to fill her in on things that are really wrong, I will.
Then you might as well just bring a whole list of things while you're sitting in the theater and just lean over. That's wrong. That's wrong. There's no way that can even happen. Why is he alive? I don't understand that right now.
How did Darwin die?
Exactly. Why is Darwin in this movie?
Yeah, that's a better question.
Exactly. So I don't know.
It's, Darwin wasn't an original X-Men?
Oh, my gosh. None of those people were original X-Men.
Has she seen the other ones?
I don't remember which one she's seen. I'm pretty sure she's seen First Class. I don't know if she's seen the trilogy. She's definitely seen the Wolverine.
Oh, my God.
I have a feeling that the same people who love this new X-Men movie are the same people who love The Big Bang Theory.
I don't know, because my cousin was telling me that he really liked this movie, and he is a huge fan of, like, the original comic books. Like,
no,
he,
he's not.
No, he's a collector. Like, he has X-Men number one and, like, things like that.
He has falsehoods.
He went back
and
read the, like, the 10 or 15 issues and of the Dark Phoenix saga when it first came out.
Is he saying, like, he likes it as a film or as a, I guess, homage to the comic book?
I don't know if he likes it as, like, an homage to the comic book. I think that he likes it as, like a take on the characters of the comic book. Because, I mean, like, there's clearly things that are different from the comic book.
You watch it for the entertainment value.
I tell people, yeah. I'm like, that's a movie. It may be a good movie.
You have
movie.
To think of it as an alternate universe. Like, you can't think of it as the comic book universe.
No, I don't accept that.
We have to think of all, like, even the same case for that. Marvel, though. And we were talking about the Daredevil thing, like, those shows crossing over to the movies. Like, they're doing an amazing job.
Yeah. They're doing, like, hands down, they're doing a really amazing job. Now, I understand the Avengers isn't, you know, comic book to comic book, you know, right. Like, the first Avengers aren't the same as, you know, it was in the movies and everything like that. But the way that they put it all together where they had the movies before and then they just brought them together as a team.
And the movies are actually good.
Yeah, and the movies are really good. It's just, I don't know. The X-Men, it just needs to be done all by Marvel, I think.
Well, did you guys hear the rumors that Marvel has Namor again?
The soccer player, right?
Is that just rumors?
I don't know. It's been a consistent rumor for like the past week. I keep reading it.
How good will a Namor movie be?
Wait,
though?
Did Fox exactly. have Namor? Is that?
I don't know if it was Fox. I think it was someone else. It might have been like Universal or something. I think okay. he was off in his own little.
Oh, okay. I think I remember seeing that, yeah.
Bubble.
And first of all, who was the exec that said, get that license right there, Namor, by yeah. itself. Don't get anything else. I just want that one.
He's an Illuminati. I mean.
Yeah, but like.
He's a crossover.
A part of a group.
Character?
When you cross over, you go with other people. So they just said, I want that one character.
Oh, yeah, at the
that's
very beginning.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Like, they didn't pick
Give
up
me
anybody
Namor.
Else.
Wait, shit, that's not Aquaman?
Like, yeah. Like,
damn it.
Like, you suck at draft picks, clearly.
With the number one draft pick of the Marvel series, I take
exactly.
Namor.
That's maybe what I think should happen. A draft
oh,
pick.
Oh, no.
Another draft pick.
If you really
pick.
Want to split up all the awesome characters.
We throw everybody back in.
Let's do one right now. Let's do a little okay. Marvel draft pick.
All right.
With the first
How many rounds are we going?
We're going to go three rounds.
Okay. Steven, how do we decide who's going first?
We'll go Steven, David, Aaron, me,
okay.
me.
We'll okay. Ahead. All right. All right. Can we make trades?
No.
Okay.
Steven right. Gutierrez up with the first pick of the Marvel draft.
We the black delegation.
Wow.
Choose the Avengers.
Can't choose the Avengers.
Yeah,
choose.
Why not?
We're talking individual characters.
Individual characters. Yeah,
oh,
right.
individual characters.
I think that's what we're
okay.
going for.
Yeah, I thought we were going groups as well. Okay. Ooh, you know that's a very good and tough.
And we'll see who will make the best movie.
I'm gonna go Black Panther.
Oh, wait,
son of
think-
a mother!
For the only reason that I can trade it to Aaron.
Wow. Wait, so we're thinking else. Like characters that go well together. Is that what?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh. To make the best movie. That was a hate pick. That was a hate draft
no.
right there.
Because if Aaron gets something I want, I'm going to trade him.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's a number
Why don't
one.
You just get what you want because you can have anything.
I'm thinking
you
long
the
term,
whole universe.
Sam. Thinking long term.
Go ahead, David.
I'm going to go Spider-Man.
Ooh, oh, that is
good
a good
choice.
One.
Just for sheer star power there.
Ah, son of a mother. The two big ones
See?
Already gone.
See, look, he's hurting now.
For the first Marvel pick, I'm going to go with, damn it. I picked two big ones. I got to go Captain America.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to go Cap.
With the first round of the pick, rounding out this first round, I will choose Wolverine.
Oh, wow.
That's a good star name. But I thought about that one, too, but I was like, I can see that ending.
And as the first pick of the second round, I'm going to choose the Incredible Hulk.
Son of a bitch.
That's a good one. All right. Okay, I'm going out of left field on this one.
Uh-oh.
All right. Second round pick. I'm going to go with... Damn.
Namor.
Namor. Wait, shit, he's not Aquaman?
I'm going to go Iron Man.
Oh.
There it is. Tony Stark,
good,
everybody.
Very good.
Wait, so I own Iron Man and Cap. And Cap. Nice. Nice. Civil War movie coming at you by Aaron Carter, everybody. Boom.
How did we let him get away with that?
Just picking random.
Human Torch.
I didn't even think about
Human
that.
Torch?
Yeah.
He goes good with Spider-Man.
He vibes really well with Spider-Man.
Oh, okay. Oh, he can have a buddy movie there. Yeah. Damn it. That's a good one. You only literally have one choice since you picked Black Panther already.
You did kind of color all of your choices.
Black.
It's Black Bolt.
Yeah.
Black Canary.
Steven, I totally did screw myself up.
Yeah, you did.
Let's see.
Oh, stay tuned for this weekend, Bang, because now I've already got a whole... It's going to be draft day, I swear to you. So you better get your stuff ready.
I'm going to go Thor.
Damn. Crap. I thought I would have went Storm.
He's got a Black Panther Thor movie, though.
I would have went Storm.
Well, he gets double pick, so he could go Storm.
Oh, right, yeah. You get your pick now.
What? I thought we were going two rounds. What happened?
This is round three right here.
Oh, okay.
Not sure what David's favorite character. I'm pretty much just trying to get all your favorite
characters.
Hate
drafting everything.
I know, right? What's up, bud?
You start with hate, you end with hate.
He's the New York Knicks over here.
So wait a minute. A Thor Black Panther movie.
Now he has to take Storm because Storm could cross the two. We got a God of Thunder.
That is like the link between the two of them, yeah.
Woman Control. Wow.
Is this your movie or is it my movie?
I'm just trying to help you out, bro. Trying to help you out.
This is tough. This is tough.
And we don't have all day. You know, it's an hour program. You know, he's looking at the Marvel poster because he can't name anymore.
We don't need to pick up villains, right? We just pick up heroes.
Pick a villain, too. I was about to.
Don't do that.
Yeah, you know what? I guess go Colossus.
Weird ass group. All right, whatever. Go ahead,
that would
David.
Be an interesting movie that I would not watch.
I'm gonna take Daredevil.
Ah, that was gonna be my next one.
Round out my trilogy.
Darn it. I'm going to take for my third. Are we doing four rounds?
We'll do the last round villains.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, then I don't know if I can technically pick this person for the. Okay, so then, I'm gonna go. Darn it. I'm going to go Mr. Fantastic.
Damn you.
Yeah, I'll go Mr. Fantastic.
Yeah, I was really going to choose Mr. Fantastic next. Then I will have to go with... looking up at that board.
There's a lot of them. Oh, yeah. I'm gonna set this whole thing out. It's going to be done proper next video game bang, weekend bang.
Is it all going to come together after this? After you choose your villain?
I might even do... No, mine... No, because... I didn't know if I could. You'll hear my next pick. Go ahead, but you'll see.
Let's see. I will go ahead and take fucking Cyclops.
Wow.
Really?
Why do you say it like that? Like, he's not worthy.
I don't
of.
Like Cyclops, but I think he'd
so
fit well
leave?
In the movie.
You have X-Men and the Hulk.
Yeah.
So is this an X-Men versus the Hulk thing?
So that's where I'm going.
Okay. All right.
With a crossover villain of... No, you know what? Screw it. Can I go back on Cyclops?
No.
Damn. All right. You guys make the rules.
Go ahead.
I can?
Yeah. No.
Pick your villain.
Damn it.
Pick your villain.
This is an hour show, Corey.
All right. The villain of Doctor Doom.
Son of a bitch.
That's what I was going with, too. I swear. All right. I'm going to go villain Magneto.
God damn it.
That's See, I wanted to pick him before... But I didn't know if you guys were going to, that's a villain. Like, he plays both sides.
He does play
sometimes.
Both sides, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, his current role as a hero.
See, he was going to go, Magneto, and then I was going to go Professor X after that, and just have this big...
I was thinking about getting Professor X.
Onslaught.
Yeah, this big Civil War movie, and then
I'm
going to
go with Kingpin as my villain.
No, really?
It fits into what his choices.
It fits really well with my choices.
It fits with his choices, but I mean...
That's a buddy cop movie with
King. To put
King
butts
Pen
in the seats.
Like,
I would have went with a Venom or something.
No. Not with Fantastic, like, not with a Human Torch.
You could
there.
Have, like, the symbiote jump on the Human Torch or something.
No, because symbiotes are weak to fire.
Oh, yeah.
So that wouldn't even work at all.
Go ahead, Steven.
You might as well pick somebody weird, like...
I was going to go Loki.
That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That makes sense.
Picked Colossus as your third choice?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, it was random. I just saw his picture next to Thor, and I was like, screw it.
You might as well just come with MODOK.
No, well, the only reason
it was a decent exercise.
Yeah.
They underestimate Colossus.
Let
everything.
You guys decide. If you let us know who you think has the best movie.
Who do you think is the number one draft pick in Marvel?
Yeah,
that's what it is.
You could make your own movie. Who would you draft?
Strange or Omissions? Like, see people that
we
left out.
We didn't touch a lot of big ones.
We didn't touch
Deadpool,
Strange,
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, I thought for sure, Gondo, you were going to go Strange.
Yeah, he would have been a good choice.
Mm.
Mm. Maybe I should have got him instead of Daredevil. But
yeah. Damn it, I should have went Luke Cage.
Wow.
And Iron Fist.
Whole black. Oh yeah, there you go.
Now you're damn thinking.
It. See, I was just doing that out of hate, so that exercise screwed me over.
So we got Bang Bites now, everybody. Bethesda's newest game is like Team Fortress without guns.
And I saw the trailer for this one. It looks very interesting. Very, very interesting.
So what is it?
A lot
just
of
like
blood.
Bats and...
No, they had swords, bow and arrows, large metal fists. And it looks like a, I don't know
medieval.
What... No, not medieval. Like World War One. Type of style, like everybody looks like that.
I think Video Game Bang got snuffed when it came to the Bethesda party at
E3. Yeah, they snubbed us.
Yeah, they snubbed us. Some Nerd Reactor gets to go. The higher ups, they're only letting like the executive Nerd Reactor people.
And I give them so much love.
I know,
every freaking episode.
And you don't get to go to the show for Bethesda
Nathan.
Now.
No,
wow.
Yeah.
Wait,
like
you
favorite.
Don't get to go at all? I thought you did.
I'm going to crash the party.
We could wait in the long ass line and maybe you know get a glimpse of what's going on, but.
Really wanted to peek at the temple.
Oh, God, that's a good line.
League of Legends One for All mode is back.
You ever play that?
I have not. I think
this
is before my time.
Is that just
explain
everybody
it to
versus
me.
Everybody?
Teach me.
No, each team votes on one champion, and then
oh,
everybody has to play
right.
that champion
heard,
on that team.
I've heard people talk about
no,
that.
All oh. 10 people play that
All
game.
10 people?
All 10 people play that one champion.
Oh, my gosh. I thought it was two characters. No, that's... Wow,
I
really
will be
don't
so
play
garbage
that.
In that because I only yeah. play with two characters.
So then, yeah, if they, everybody decided to pick
yeah,
Teemo,
I mean, unless like you're picking the character you know
so
the best, like someone on your team's gonna be
Smite
better
does,
than you,
right?
So it's gonna be weird.
With their,
yes, it is what Smite did once or twice.
No,
yeah.
they've done it a lot of times before.
Yeah, but no, the only thing that's different is different with Smite. They force you to pick one person. This one, everybody votes. To pick the character that everybody plays it.
Lego Batman 3 Beyond Gotham has been announced.
I saw some of the screenshots.
Did you see the trailer?
I did not watch the trailer.
They have a cool trailer where Batman is, you know, doing his solo brooding talk in space and Superman interrupts him and is like, you know, hey, cool costume. And then the Justice League is like, yeah, it wouldn't have gone with white, but that's pretty good. And he's like, I'm trying to do my monologue here, people. But it looks like they're going from just open world city from Lego Batman 2 to like open universe looks like.
Watch Dogs not performing well on PC.
As expected.
What do they mean, performing?
I don't know.
Are they talking about sales? Are they talking about
little column
graphics
A, little column B.
Chugging?
I don't know. I actually skimmed through that one and was like, I don't care.
When
it's
I read that,
well.
I assumed that it was like graphically chugging or something.
And there was like a lot of hype because, you know, it's not supposed to be scaled to, you know, the connoisseur's liking on the Xbox One or the PlayStation. So all the PC gamers were saying, oh, that's why you got to play a PC. So if it's not doing well there either, that's interesting. Mm. Let's see. Apple announces it's acquiring Beats by Dre for $3 billion.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money to pay one man just to get him to sign your stuff.
I don't think it's just one man. He's got other...
And it's not for the technology in those fucking headphones.
It's
for that B on the side.
I wonder how much... you don't think they're going to change it?
No.
Put an A on there?
No.
They can't change it.
No, that's
it's
the reason
the logo,
they bought
the brand,
it.
Yeah.
Like I said, they didn't buy it for because they sounded, there was this amazing
if
technology.
I was Apple, so I would change it by making the circle in the middle of the B into an apple shape.
That's what I would do. Yeah.
That's all you would
so
do.
So I wonder, is he a billionaire now?
Yeah, Dr. Dre is the rap's first billionaire.
West Coast rapper.
Heck yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Biggie.
Sorry, Jay.
I thought he sold his rights to the Beats.
He showed up in the picture still.
Yeah, he
I'm pretty.
That's
yeah,
all him.
I don't, yeah. He might. They stick him around just for marketing because that's all Beats is. It's a brilliantly marketed headphones.
What do you do with all that money?
When you go to the gym, you always see the chicks.
And it's so sad.
The attractive ladies and the big old beefcakes all wearing the.
It's like marketing.
Beats.
like just rules for
all
real.
It is. I show up with my $9 earbuds that are just as good.
So bad.
Makes me sick. Harvest Moon returns to the story in Story of Seasons on the 3DS.
Why does this game still exist?
Because people want Farmville without having to wait between harvesting.
Harvest Moon has a following.
I know it does. I definitely know. Working at GameStop,
crazy following.
I knew the people would come in and they would be like, when is the next Harvest Moon? Or do you have, they would ask for specific Harvest Moons. Like, do you have this Moon Town?
They wouldn't even say Harvest Moon. They would just say the title.
Yeah, and yeah, I'd be like, that. We don't have it, all right? Just go. There's the door.
How do you spell that?
Do you even love your children? Like, get out of here.
I love my children like they were crops of corn.
Exactly. That's why you need to leave right now.
Valve delays the Steam controller to 2015. More delays, and I welcome this delay.
Why?
Because the controller just seems muddled.
So it's just the controller?
They've already made a huge overhaul once, right?
Remember? Multiple times. More than once. They've taken off the buttons off the face of the thing.
Yeah, that's right.
The touchpad, and then they put back on the buttons, and I don't... They might as well just give you a regular Xbox controller with a Steam machine.
Yeah.
Or, just a thought, everybody, package a 64 controller.
Stupid.
Right in there.
Wow. You're done.
USB.
Terrible.
Wireless 64 controller. Boom. Blew your mind. I will buy seven Steams.
All the time. The 64 controller. The middle thumbstick. I remember... Every person that I went to their house had one controller that was broken.
Exactly.
Next episode, I will bring all four of my controllers in prime condition.
Because you were like 30 when the N64 came out, so you maintained it like an adult.
I had multiple people play on the 64, Perfect Dark, hours of jamming the thing around, and not one of my controllers...
hours of jamming the thing around.
And not one of my controllers ever broke. Not one.
That you know because they replaced it.
Well, if they did, they were the sneakiest replacing bastards I've ever played video games with. And I thank them.
Those are the kind of friends I want, though.
Exactly. I never had a friend like that, honestly.
They replaced it for
me.
Oh,
my. Because I guarantee
without you knowing.
That would be really sneaky.
Save you the heartache of knowing that they disappointed you.
That'd be great.
I purchased a GameCube and four controllers with Phantasy Star Online. And the first day that I had the Mad Catz controller, I remember Dominique broke the A button. First day, smashed it in so hard.
Ah,
boom.
Come on, player.
Smashed it and broke it.
Too much football practice.
I don't know what it was, but
the
I was
roids
like...
roids back then.
These controllers were cheap. And then I went and bought the little mini Mad Catz, the micro ones.
Oh, yeah.
Those worked perfectly fine.
First of all, you bought Mad Catz.
Mad Catz is terrible, yeah.
Yes,
I don't endorse Mad Catz whatsoever.
I almost bought a Mad Catz mouse. Sony to broadcast E3 press conference in over 40 movie theaters.
I wonder who's actually going to go to these movie theaters and watch it.
Is it free?
I have no idea.
It better
it's
be
probably
free.
Not free.
Because you can see it in like your living room and...
Don't they broadcast these things over like Netflix or something already?
Like on the internet, anywhere.
Is
they
there
have
an
streams
ace
everywhere.
Up their sleeve? Are they going to announce like...
Everybody that's in these theaters gets a free
PlayStation
5.
The PlayStation 5, yeah. That's literally the only thing they can announce that would justify putting it in.
That'd be terrible.
That would be terrible.
You're missing a new system.
You're going to cut yourself off like right when you just released your other one. Like $700, everybody.
We just bought Xbox.
Wow. That would be the big news, though. That would be some huge news.
They couldn't.
I mean, they couldn't.
Because when you compare companies...
You were going to say compare Cox.
When you compare... Wow. Stephen Cox.
Wow.
Or whatever his name was.
It was Charlie Cox.
Sony is... a tadpole.
Okay.
And Microsoft is a whale.
Okay. That's...
There's no way the tadpole would eat the whale.
I don't know. Tadpole may have some big jowls.
Speaking of jowls, we want to thank you for joining us for Video Game Bang. We will be back this weekend with what Aaron promises to be the best episode yet.
Every episode is the best episode yet. That's my new catchphrase.
That's your new catchphrase?
Yeah. Every episode is the best episode yet.
Are you just taking things I say and regurgitating them?
No. I do plan on saying...
I don't remember saying that, Corey.
I plan on making up some type of ending catchphrase. I don't know. We'll see.
If you have an idea for what Aaron should make the catchphrase, let us know in the comments below.
I will thoroughly read them.
Click subscribe.
And then not use them.
Exactamundo.
Let's see. We want to wish Steven happy birthday, whatever the hell else is going on
it's
in his life.
Birthday.
He will not be back with us next Wednesday. Is that right?
No. No,
is that when it starts?
No.
Wow.
No, well.
I'm the first.
Well, we are all in mourning. We will come up with a solution, though. And the show will come back harder, better, faster, and stronger. For Corey, Aaron, David, and Stephen Gutierrez for the last time, we will see you when we see you.
Goodbye.
That was Martin Lawrence's, by the way.
What?
That see you when we see you.
Oh.
Martin. Cool.
Let me bang, man.
Let you bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
I let you bang.
Let me bang.
Let you bang.
Now go fuck yourselves.